Tell me, what exactly is it that you do?
I'm a maths teacher.
And how long have you been a teacher for?
Since 1972.
So a long time.
Long time, Terence.
And so you've had really good results in mathematics. What do you think the secret of your success is?
It's to know the people first that you're standing in front of. Like, when I'm teaching learners, the first questions that I ask them, are you afraid of mathematics? Which areas do you feel that you have a problem in teaching mathematics? And then they start identifying those things. But if you show them to tackle those type of concepts, and then they say, oh, why now my teachers don't make this thing so easy as they are telling me now? So that is the thing. You give them different approaches in teaching the very same thing. I put a sum here. They do it with this approach. I said, what about this? What about when doing it like this? What about when doing it like this? So if you show them that there are so many different methods that you can use in teaching the sum.
Now, Tammy, I understand that, these kids come from low socioeconomic backgrounds. Some of them are quite impoverished. Does that affect learning at all?
You know, last year I took 4 learners from around Umlazi School, the grade 7s, to India. For international maths competition, we came back with a medal. In the competition, international competition, with all these good countries in mathematics, but coming from Umlazi, a black community, there were only 4 black learners there who were coming from KZN. So we managed as that group of 4 learners to come back with a medal.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have anything to do with the background of the learner. It has something to do with how we teach mathematics.
I'm told that, when these kids don't have the proper clothes or shoes or that kind of thing to go up and collect medals that they're winning, you out of your own pocket provide that.
Yes. No, you know what? When teachers bring these learners to come and receive the awards for Olympiad, when I saw a learner with torn shoes, and I become so hurt that I just quickly, before the learner comes to the podium to receive a trophy, he or she must have new shoes. I just out of my pocket give the team, please go and buy size and so for this child. Then by the time the child comes to the podium to receive a trophy, he's already wearing new shoes. We follow the child up maybe with the school uniform and the jersey, my team, other staff members. They say, oh no, let me buy a jersey for her, let me buy this for her. And then by the time the child gets to school, he is having new uniforms.
That's
and
incredible.
In some instances, I was working with one of the schools. In the classroom, the child was trying to put the hand up and holding the shirt, which has no button. I could see that the child is shy. From that school, I went straight to Mega City. I came back with full uniform and gave it to the child. In the classroom, I could see how active is this child. But this shirt was disrupting the child. When I came back, I said, how? You coming back? I said, no, I want to get to that class. Then I gave the child a tracksuit and a new shirt and new shoes. And the teachers were so, how are you are embarrassing us. How can you come for one day and see this thing and we are staying with this child and we are able to. It's like you're not observant. You're not observant. Mm. You must teach the child as a whole. This child could be something, could be somebody
incredible.
In the future if you motivate the child.
And so, Tammy, you do this out of your own pocket. You know, you spend the money doing this.
No, you know what?
What do you think?
If you pay 200 rand for that, if you go out with your children, 200 rand is nothing than giving that child a uniform.